none other than CNN jumps on the bandwagon, showing Eric and Dylan after the shooting at Columbine, and then they say, hey, we need to get rid of the guns. Now, let me ask you a question, America. When a crime is committed, does the gun go to jail, or does the person committing the crime go to jail? Thank you.
The gun lobby is strong, they are organized, and they are scary. Enough of their tactics. They are buying votes with blood money.
Rosie O'Donnell had the audacity to jump on the bandwagon and said that if you own a gun in this country, then you belong in jail. Interesting. One guy saw right through her hypocrisy and put blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat on the back of his van. Well, Rosie, maybe we should have a spoon ban.
Blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
Just to be fair to Rosie, she did admit and correct her wrong.
Some of my comments, in retrospect, seem a little outlandish, like the day after Columbine when I said, anyone who has a gun should go to jail. I was afraid that children were being killed every day.
So you would take that back?
Yes.
Good for you, Rosie. Look who else is on the bandwagon. The United Nations. Look what they're trying to do. They're trying to indoctrinate the American people by saying, hey, we need to get rid of the guns to have the peace. So I did my homework. I noticed on the outside of the UN in New York, they have a gun with the nozzle tied in a knot at the end. Then I said to myself, whoa, why do they have security guards with guns? And then I noticed they keep national peace and world peace with tanks, mortars, missiles, bombs, and armies with machine guns. And they want us to pull down our means of defense? I think not. How about the United Nations drops theirs first? Thomas Jefferson was right when he said, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of arms. In the 1700s, George Mason rightly said, to disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them. Did you know that where guns are made mandatory, crime plummets? That means where communities own guns or a means to defend themselves, crime goes away. In 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts that is, to have a gun. They have had only one murder from an outstate criminal with a gun and have had no increase in crime or violence in 12 years. They also interviewed some of the prisoners in a jail a few miles away from Kennesaw. Guess what the prisoner said? Stay away from Kennesaw. They are an armed people. Common sense. Now, for those who are for disarming the American people, I would say this. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. Criminals never apply for permits. They're not asking anybody for permission.
I'm not worrying about the government saying that I can't carry a gun. I'm gonna carry a gun anyway.
Here's some food for thought. Why is your government, while in a state of terror, asking you to give up your arms and your means to defend yourselves? Never trust a government that doesn't trust its own people with firearms. Now, I want you to hear it straight from former U.S. Attorney General Janet Reno. Listen to what she had to say. Waiting periods are only a step. Registration is only a step. Prohibition of firearms is the goal. Folks, there's definitely an agenda to try and disarm the American people. For over 200 years, we have been an armed nation, and now all of a sudden it's wrong and unconstitutional? To ensure security for the people is to make sure that they are secure by defending themselves. You empower them, not disarm them. And that's how it's always been in this country. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed is what they are trying to indoctrinate the American people with. Annie Hendrick and Sally Skidmore are two women in their 80s who were beaten in their homes, and this is two more reasons, if needed, as to why vulnerable householders might have a right
to... BBSRadio.com.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, "We shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, afternoon show, morning show with Tim Brown on the right side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles posted every day from contributors across the country that are actually doing something and bringing about the results to the issues, Isaiah 58, verse 12. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. You guys have all seen this. I just want to give you a little update as to what's going on. This is a little 11-year-old girl who died in her sleep from a heart attack. She was only 11 years old. I'm sure you guys have all seen that because I just posted this not too many days ago. I wanted to show you the other side of this. Did you guys see the said journalist who was calling for concentration camps concerning the people that didn't get their vaccines? Did you guys hear about this guy? Yeah, he's right here. He's not here anymore. Am I pleased about that? Absolutely not. But look at the degree of ignorance that's involved here, friends, by just taking the government's word for it. It's truly, truly amazing to me, especially with all the information that we now have that's going across the boards. This is the Irish Light. Pfizer knew their vaccine would kill the people. Of course they did. I mean, to suggest otherwise is disingenuous, or you're just blatantly lying along with those that are telling you the lies, not realizing that your foot is a part of what you're going to fall in concerning the hole that they themselves are digging, because that is history, friends. No one's exempt from judgments, rest assured. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment is coming for us all. Go ahead and read Hebrews 9:27 when you get a moment. Wanted to show you this as well concerning what's going on in America now in our backyard. backyard. You guys did see the film of Mark Zuckerberg posting a video telling all of his employees to think twice before taking the said vaccinations, right? And then he goes and censors all of us on the behalf of the government that he's working hand in glove with, Isaiah 28, verse 18. And what's interesting about that, folks, is then he sits there, throws his hands up in the air and says, I don't know, I was just doing what I was told. I mean, as if he's not going to be held accountable for his crimes against humanity in this genocide. Also wanted to show you this. Yes, it's a killer. It's a killer vaccine worldwide. Japanese researchers say side effects of COVID vaccines linked to over 201 types of diseases. Of course, we know all of this. I want to show you this beautiful little baby. This little baby girl is born, right? They over-vaccinate her, and within 24 hours, this beautiful little baby, who was wonderfully created in the hands of our God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, was dead. She had a heart attack after 24 hours after she received the bioweapon, and Americans still have the audacity to sit back and act like they don't know what in fact is going on. But I wanted to show you this because there's some people that are still trying to justify this nonsense and these crimes. We're not going to do that here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. Here's quotes by yours truly, the father of the vaccine, the one that opened the floodgates to the likes of these unconstitutional agencies that have assailed the people to the equivalence of over 20 million dead people that we know of right now. Donald Trump said, everybody, go get your shot. Donald Trump, the vaccine is a great thing and should be taken advantage of. I took the shot and I'm still here. Rest assured, he did not. Don't let the libs, he said, win when you promote vaccine skepticism. I recommend you take it, said Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Once you get the vaccine, you get better, said Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Take the vaccine. It is working. So isn't it amazing how he's giving this information and inundating his worshipers with this information just to show the worshipers that whatever starts at the top falls to the bottom, and it's either the blessing or the curse, Jeremiah 17:5 and 17:9. Those that trust in the arm of the flesh will receive the curse. Well, they received the curse because they took heed to the words of the likes of a Donald Trump. He went on and said, the vaccines do work. It's tremendously successful. Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, goes on and says, I'm all in favor of the vaccine. This is the guy that's now being re-ushered back into the people's White House so he can assail the people once again. So all of you worshipers out there, Acts 12:22, I'm just kind of curious. I thought it wasn't his fault. I know you want to justify it because you want to justify yourself. The Bible says, take heed that you stand, lest you fall. You're not going to justify this. You're not going to justify it in the face of those that have lost loved ones because of guys like this that you're promoting or trying to justify or make excuses for because, again, you're trying to justify yourself. It's not going to work. Donald goes on and says, I'm all in favor of the vaccine. What do we hear from his worshipers? Oh, he didn't know. He was just doing what he was told to do. That's not his job. His job's to uphold the law that condemns the like of Big Pharma, that condemns the likes of the actions of politicians, Big Pharma, and the mainstream media, all accomplices to the crimes of this last genocide and crisis that they created. Now we have another one, which we told you would come if you didn't put out those that were responsible for the last one. Now we're in that one again. I'll be highlighting some more information for you in just a moment. Donald goes on, I'm all in favor of the vaccine. Bet you are. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine. He is a bold-faced liar. Do you understand? Nobody can deny what I'm telling you right now. Even if you're in favor of this guy, I'm just reminding you of what you're in favor for. And don't think for one moment, and I've said this a million times a different way, folks, when you have a government and you have 350 million people, 343 to be exact, the numbers keep going up with all these illegals coming into America, being drug in and enticed by your said representatives, treasonous representatives, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22, 48. I just wanted to remind you who's responsible for the actions of what has taken place and how he's still promoting it today. You cannot justify it. When he tells you people aren't dying when they take the vaccine, he's telling you the exact opposite. Going back to the point that I was just going to make, friends, when you allow a government to, again, murder over 80 million babies in this country, and you still have deceived yourself into believing that they're looking out for you and you're good, you deserve exactly what you get. You say that's heartless? No, that's true. You forsake your own mercies because you observe lying vanities. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
The world is yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in and by the man who is fully consecrated unto him, D.L. Moody.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I did want to highlight, friends, just so people are aware of what in fact is happening in their country. The said supporters of this current administration reoccupying the People's White House, people are becoming very disturbed about what they're seeing. And what am I talking about? I'm talking about the fact that the administration is surrounding itself with Zionists. Okay, this is happening worldwide. Okay, these are men that are feeding off the book of the Talmud, claiming to be something that they are not. Okay, it's a spirit of Antichrist. Just again, making clear that people understand what is in fact happening. I also wanted to show you, friends, this is brand new, and it is Trump's corrupt AG nominee, Pam Bondi, and she's going to be confirmed. You know she is. She's anti-gun, just like Donald Trump is, and I know some people got a problem with that, and that's why I got the phone number available for you right now. You ready? Go ahead and give me a call and tell me otherwise. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Just wanted to highlight the fact that Donald Trump has appointed none other than Pam Bondi, who is totally anti-gun. We have it available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go ahead and check that article out. Tim Brown, morning show host, actually wrote that one and posted it yesterday. And what's interesting to note about it, friends, is how he sells himself as, again, the most pro-Second Amendment president. I mean, he's the best of everything, according to this narcissist, right? Read Isaiah 14. That's how the devil talked. Prideful, arrogancy. He's above the law. Nobody does it better than him. That you're just seeing incarnate the actions of who he serves, John 8:44, John 10:10. Well, the first 500 days of Donald Trump's administration, the first time around, right after what took place in Florida, interestingly enough, how they had their patsy there as well, the lone wolf, Nicholas Cruz, it was interesting that Donald Trump, you know, said, basically, let's go ahead and attack them. What they did is they used 26 governors, all under the guise of being the good guys, the Republicans, and they created over 55 illegal legislative acts. Policies is what they are, because they counter law. They created 55 unconstitutional policies that undermine the Second Amendment in the hands of the American people. This is what is happening, friends. This is, in fact, what is happening right now. And again, you're being distracted from all of this because of the fires. But again, I wanted to remind you as to why there is 470 million weapons in the hands of over 350 million people right now. Because people are awake to the fact that something serious is going down. And it's also interesting, Pam Bondi, going back to her, the appointee of Donald Trump, it's interesting to note that she wants to go ahead and further restrict people having the Second Amendment. Friends, let me remind you, their rights, their God-given rights, they don't have the power to steal them away from us. The only way that that happens is when you forfeit them. Or if you commit a crime, you forfeit your God-given rights. Well, they're trying to make law-abiding citizens criminals. Now, they're talking about this mental health issue. Friends, what they're trying to do, again, is they're trying to take it over the top because they know that they're not going to just go door-to-door and disarm the American people. So they have to create those that are deemed dangerous, those that are Christians, those that are law-abiding patriots. You already get that from the Department of Homeland Security when they've already defined what a domestic terrorist is. And a domestic terrorist, just for those that don't know, is anybody that believes in the America that the forefathers established by our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name. Okay? But again, this is the response that they're getting. But again, they're trying to get at you under the guise of a good man. Again, read the Bible, read 2 Corinthians 11:14-15. I wanted to show you and just back it up with facts here. Once again here, this is the Jerusalem Post staff. Argentina's president Javier Milei wins 2025 Jewish Nobel Peace Prize. Doesn't anybody think that this is odd that all of those around Donald Trump are all doing the same thing at the same time? And again, this is happening simultaneously across the globe. Yeah, it's a spirit of Antichrist. Okay, they're claiming to be what they are not. Nothing new under the sun here. Ecclesiastes 1:9. Now, I want to go over to another appointee by none other than Donald Trump. His name is Pete Hegseth. Wow. I mean, the word hero, the way it's thrown around, it seriously has no more definition, friends. I mean, they'll take Batman, make him out to be a hero. They'll make the Hulk a hero. They'll make Superman a hero. Do you guys know that all of those stories are premised off the Christ? I don't know if you're aware of that. For example, when you go back into the 50s, Superman was, okay, a man incarnate, right? He righted the wrongs, right? He brought justice and judgment, right? Just like the Bible says. And isn't it interesting that when he was tried, he went up into the heavens and all of a sudden he died and then life was given back to him and he was resurrected. This is all premised on Christ, but man has taken it, and now they've equated it over to the politicians as being heroes. Hey, folks, we heard this about Dan Kinsworth, too, as well, or Crenshaw, and isn't it interesting? He was a Navy SEAL who lost one of his eyes. He sold himself as all-American. He gets into office, and what does he do? He sells out the people by what? tearing down the law rather than magnifying the law against crime. Well, they're doing the same thing with this pig, Pete Hegseth. And speaking of Zionists, I want you to hear this again, Americans. So when you, by the way, so when you are in the scenario because you didn't want to listen to me, you're going to listen to me after it's in full operation, because that's what they mean it to do. They mean it to grow. They mean it to reduplicate itself. Sheep begat sheep. Well, these new order globalist clowns, they want to do the same thing, friends. And this is one that's being appointed. And I want to show you the characteristics of such a man. Okay. This is Pete Hegseth. He's another one. And I want you to listen to what he has to say. Here's a Zionist. He denounces what he promotes. You have to listen to the semantics here, friends. Listen to the conjecture. Listen to the two stories. Listen to his confusion, because you'll understand that this is not somebody that you want put in a position to, in any sense of the word, oversee any agency in the United States of America. Listen to this.
Anyone that wants to take the stage and talk about dual loyalty is dead wrong. What this organization represents, what Western civilization represents today, is an understanding that Zionism and Americanism are the front lines of Western civilization and freedom in our world today.
Okay, did you hear this guy? And I'm talking about Pete Hegseth right now. That's who you just heard. He just said, hey, listen, there's not two states we're serving here, not two countries we're serving here. I'll let you hear it again, and I want you to listen carefully to what he's saying. He's promoting what he declares that he is denouncing.
Anyone that wants to take the stage and talk about dual loyalty.
Okay, what he just did, folks, what he just did is he just blurted the truth out in his confusion, and he told you exactly what these representatives of not America, but of Israel, he just blurted the truth out in his confusion. He said, if anybody thinks there's going to be dual citizenship, right? Here, listen.
Anyone that wants to take the stage and talk about dual loyalty.
Dual loyalties is what he's saying. Two loyalties. He just gave it to you. Okay, now listen to what he says next.
Is dead wrong.
His loyalty is to God first and foremost, and to Americans secondly. What does he say?
What this organization represents, what Western civilization represents today, is an understanding that Zionism and Americanism are the front lines of Western civilization and freedom in our world today.
Okay, so let me show you what he had to do just to kind of reel it in concerning his little blooper there, because I caught it right away. I want you to listen to the guy. This is Pete Hegseth again. This is the guy they're trying to confirm. And again, I can't make this up, okay? But this is what they don't want you to hear, and I want to just slow my roll so you can hear it for yourself. This is during the hearing for his confirmation.
I promised some of my Republican colleagues that you stopped drinking and won't drink if confirmed, correct?
Absolutely.
Will you resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job, which is a 24/7 position?
I've made this commitment.
I mean, folks, really, are we asking those that break the law to resign if they commit more lawlessness while in the position that they've been voted into or confirmed into? I mean, this is how backwards the American people have become. To suggest that this, in any sense of the word, is legitimate, I am embarrassed for the ignorance of the people. First of all, no drunkard shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. 1 Corinthians 6:9. Okay. Also, when you read Proverbs 20, wine is a mockery. Okay. Princes and kings don't drink, period. The Lord calls us kings. He calls us priests. He calls us a peculiar people, a chosen people in the book of Peter. Okay. We don't do that. Our time on this earth is short. We got to make it count. Why would we do that? But they're trying to confirm Pete Hegseth, and he's got a drinking problem, and then they're asking him to resign if he does it again. Okay, I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. The law of the land. The general misconception is that any statute passed by legislators bearing the appearance of law constitutes the law of the land. The U.S. Constitution is the supreme law of the land, Article 6, Section 2. And any statute to be valid must be in agreement. It is impossible for a law which violates the Constitution to be valid. This is succinctly stated as follows. Marbury versus Madison. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. President Theodore Roosevelt was right when he stated that the things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price, peace at any price, safety first instead of duty first, the love of soft living, and the get-rich-quick theory. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.com.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place, just as Elijah came forth, and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God, and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
Hey, BBS Radio. Hey, BBS Radio. Swing!
BBSRadio.com. Hey, just wanted to go to this really quick. Hey, Sonny Boy. Sonny Boy, if you want to call in, set the record straight, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Come on, guys, let's grow up, right? Wanted to say something real quick to my friend Bob Ross. Bob, I know you're watching me right now. I just want to tell you, I am humbled, my friend. I'm humbled. I don't want you to think that we overlooked what you just did. I totally appreciate you 100%. Okay? I just wanted to high-five you because you got my heart right there, guy. So thank you for keeping us out there in a big way. I want to get back over to this, folks. I got much to cover. I wanted to let you know that if you go over to the schedule, we got dates coming in right now. And I knew they would start rolling in soon enough. But we got some dates coming in for Florida, a couple of them. We're looking for another one in Florida, probably in May. We're also going to be in Washington. I just talked to those guys yesterday. Probably going to have three or four dates. Looking forward to that. Let's see what transpires from that. Also looking to do another event in Minnesota here. Just a lot going on. If you'd like to book us, now's the time to do so. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Do go over to the sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out our schedule. And again, if you'd like to have us in, now is the time to book us, okay? Also, if you want to call in, now is the time to call between now and the next segment. Don't wait till the last minute. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to get back to this guy. I don't know how he's being sold to the people as a hero, but what a joke. What a clown. And this is the point that I was making earlier. Look at these people. They're all doing the same thing. They're showing their allegiance to the spirit of Antichrist. They're calling themselves Zionists, folks. And again, consider what they're feeding off of. Noahide laws, the Talmud, the Book of Pharisees, and really what they're doing is they're creating the God that doesn't exist, and somehow or another they deceive themselves into believing that that God does exist concerning the crimes that they commit against the innocent when they lie, when they steal, when they murder. John 10:10, again, just like their father, because that's really what this comes down to. Now, what we're listening to right now is a woman, and she seems very constitutionally illiterate. She has no sense of justice. The Bible says evil men understand not judgment, and this is a prime example of what we're talking about here. And this is all nothing but smoke and mirrors. This is all distraction. This is a confirmation. And these are the clowns on both sides, two wings to the same bird, the clowns in the circus of politics. Now, I want you to listen to what she has to say, because I'll say it, and then I want you to let her tell you as well so you can hear her say it for herself. But she talks to Pete Hegseth and says, you know, basically you have a drinking problem, and if you get into this post, are you going to, what happens if you start drinking again? Are you going to resign? I'm not making this up. Are you going to resign? America, and then you wonder why you're in the position that you're in. Here, check this out.
Some of my Republican colleagues that you stopped drinking and won't drink if confirmed, correct?
Absolutely.
Will you resign as Secretary of Defense if you drink on the job? Which is a 24/7 position.
I've made this commitment on behalf of
will
the men and women I'm serving.
Will you resign as Secretary of Defense?
I've made
if
this
you
commitment
on
behalf
the
of the men and women I'm serving.
I'm not
because
hearing,
it's the most important deployment
I'm not
of
hearing
my
an
life.
Answer to my question, so I'm going to move on. While you recently.
Okay, so you got that, right? He admitted to it. And again, here we are. Am I omitting anything? Am I cherry picking anything here? Not at all. Not at all. I'm holding this in context, friends. I'm playing it out. I'm letting you see for yourself what kind of people that this new administration is putting into place. The Department of Defense, if he's got a drinking problem, will you, when asked, will you resign? We're talking about the post, friends, to defend the country against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And she's asking him if he'll resign if he starts to drink again. My goodness. My goodness, folks. Just don't know what's going wrong with the country. The problem is the people's morals have been poisoned, and you're seeing it through the reflection of the people in their government. This is what the people are putting up with. And honestly, it is just embarrassing to say the least in so many different ways. You know, another video is out there right now, friends, where he came out. And as a matter of fact, I'll play it for you right now. This is how he had to come back from all of this. It's the same thing Donald Trump has done. You guys seen the video yesterday from a friend of ours, Rick Wiles, in Florida, where they came out in a high-ranking staffer on the Donald Trump administration had said that in 2017 he gave his he converted to Judaism. Okay, that's what he said. That's we showed you the video. It was about 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes long. Okay, and then he came out and he said, "It's time to make Israel great again," is what Donald Trump said. So he again blurted the truth out in his confusion. This is a dual citizenship, and we're seeing it across the boards with everyone that he's appointing. Okay. And they're talking about Zionism. But let me go back here and let me show you this. And I want you to see this because this is what politicians all do. And this is what I said to you yesterday, case in point, as it comes back to my memory. When you watch Ben-Hur, when you watch that movie from the 50s, do you remember when the politician was questioned by one of his constituents? And basically what it came down to is that politician agreed with every constituent, regardless of what they believed in. He said he believed in them too, to their face. But then he goes on and says, to the people, I am what they want me to be, but behind closed doors, I believe in none of them. That is exactly what you're getting here. And how do you judge that? Well, you, again, you're a fruit inspector. You judge them by their fruit. I want you to see what Pete had to do to come out and to hopefully get some ground back in the face of those professed Christians in America that don't know the word of God neither, because they're the ones that are trying to justify these guys because Donald said so, and it shows you again where their allegiance is to, and then they wonder why they're reaping the curse, John 17:5, right? Well, check this out.
And I pray together every morning. All glory, regardless of the outcome, belongs to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. His grace and mercy abounds each day.
Yep, he's reading.
May his will be done. And as Jenny and I pray together every morning, all glory, regardless of the...
Yeah, all glory. So we have this drunk that's being appointed, and in the process of it, he's called out. The people catch wind of what's really going on with him. He's a drunk. He's being appointed to a high position in the Defense Department, the man that would oversee that agency, right? And he's got a drinking problem. And with that, he also, before that, the video I showed you, he's a Zionist talking about, you know, we don't have dual citizenship, but yet then he goes and promotes what he just denounced. And then now over here, because again, the people are catching wind as to who this guy is during his confirmations, he's coming back and talking about, as he's reading it, the script, just like any other said politician, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's why it's so easy to school these guys, because they don't know the Constitution. Right? They just know the agenda and the narrative that's to be sent to the people. And when they get in trouble, they just come back and they take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. I want to remind every one of you that do that. The Lord will not hold you guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You can go ahead and act like it's no big deal right now to deceive the people. But when you when you use Jesus Christ, the light of men, the way, the truth, and the life, when you use him to deceive people, I hope people can understand to the degree that he works for the deceiver and the deluder of all truth. That is crazy stuff, what you're seeing here. They all do it. And interestingly enough as well, it says in Proverbs 19:9 that a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. All liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. Again, one of the questions that I have to these bad guys, these fools, because that's exactly what they are, Psalm 14:1. I mean, you're literally in this temporal life, this period of being tested, the dash between the time you're born and the time you die, you want to go ahead and dare the justice of God for eternity. And your objective is to see how many people you can deceive, how many people you can take out, and how many people you can steal from. That is not a good place for anybody to put themselves into. But folks, again, politicians, they do it all day long. All day long. Scary, scary stuff. I'm talking about fearful for them, okay? Because of what they're a part of and how they've deceived themselves because they want to be a part of the good old boys club. Hey, folks, this Pete Hegseth, he's another one. Just like the rest of them, friends. The other day, I brought up something concerning the fires because I want to hit on this pretty quick. And because I have one more segment after this. And by the way, don't wait till the last minute. 281-845-4704. Remember how I told you that these fires were started in California simultaneously? This is the NOAA acronym, satellite images for the 2024. And I want you to see how this happened simultaneously. You ready for this? Check it out. This didn't happen in just one area, friends. And the only way that you could have done that are by the smart meters. These are being done by smart meters, friends. Electric poles are being seen to have exploded that have started fires concerning people's homes. This is all on film as well. We've already shown you the energy weapons. But again, I want you to see how these things are being started. Because most people are, well, they're confounded right now. They just don't understand the democide that's in play right now, okay? And I got some videos to prove that point in just a moment on the other side of this break as well. I mean, what is it that they need to do before you finally figure out who it is that's doing it, right? I'm going to come back and I'm going to show you some more videos. I also got one of none other than... Gavin Newsom. Oh, how telling. Oh, how telling. We'll be right back.
Hi there. I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I just want to tell you, I have listened to some of the greatest speakers in American history. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. If you feel like you need a shot of good old-fashioned patriotism today, get out and hear Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Don't have a place to go for church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with Scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all true Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you're looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inerrant Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on Sons of Liberty Radio Live on Rumble.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
My name is Joe Sparrow, and I'm from St. Petersburg, Florida. At first, when I heard Bradley say he was a boat rocker, I thought the comment to be out of place. But by listening regularly to his message, I realized that was really a badge of honor. I support Bradley and his family as they deliver a message of truth.
BBSRadio.com. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We got Wes calling in from Indiana. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Wonderful. I have a question for you.
Sure.
Do you personally know Pete Hegseth?
No.
Okay. Well, here's the reason for my question. is it fair to call him a drunkard if we don't know him?
I'm
just asking.
Well, if I walk up, I'm going to answer the question. So if I walk up to a tree and I see an apple hanging on the branch, is it fair for me to call it an apple tree?
I would say so.
Well, then there's your answer.
Okay. Well, that's not the description I was expecting, but I appreciate your
Well, what did you want me to do? Did you just want me to go right along with this, Wes, and just stand back and
act like this isn't
really happening, or what?
No, sir, not at all.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not my point at all. My point is, call a fool a fool, and call a drunk a drunk. But unless you know that individual, I don't know how that's fair to make that statement. That's all I'm getting at.
My goodness, you know what's crazy about that is if you ever do a wiki search on Bradley Dean, I mean, I would love for the American people to hold the mainstream media accountable when they call guys like me the things that they have called me, especially without asking me a question about who I really am and what I'm responsible for doing. But now we're talking about someone that's going to be, the head of an agency defending the American people that has a drinking problem where he acknowledged it himself during this confirmation hearing. And he was asked the question. I don't know if you've seen that or heard that, Wes. But he was asked, if you start drinking again, are you going to resign? So he didn't dodge any of these
questions. Yeah.
He didn't.
You're 100% correct on that. That's the only thing I heard. I didn't hear that he had a drinking problem. What I heard was, are you going to stop if you're elected into this position? And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Sanctions regime.
That could, who knows? Unless you know the individual personally, it's very difficult for me to accept that somebody claims that that person is guilty of that situation. And that's the point I was just trying to get across, sir. No disrespect to you whatsoever.
Yeah. No, and I wasn't taking it that way. I was just, basically trying to bring it down to the bare bones of common sense here, because he was asked the question and he acknowledged, he gave the answer to the fact that, yes, I have a drinking problem. I am a drinker. And, he was trying to basically stonewall the question. And if you do some homework, Wes, and this is just a side note, but if you do some homework, there's a whole bunch of stuff out on Pete right now concerning the questions that he completely evaded. He wouldn't answer. And usually when it gets to that.
That's fair enough.
Yep. And when you get to that point, you know that you're not dealing with an upright guy. If someone called me and asked me, hey, Bradley, is this you? Are you responsible for it? I have no problem answering that question. But when it comes to these politicians that are being promoted, what you find when you pull the curtain back, you see repeat criminals over and over. And by the way, that's why they're being promoted. Look at what's going on across the country. So anyways, I get your question and I appreciate your question. And I don't know exactly what you wanted me to say to that, but I told you what I told you. I mean, that's how you judge everybody. You don't judge them by, something that they say in contrast, or in this case, agree to it and then act as if he's not saying it. Speaking of which, if you don't mind, I was going to show you some more videos concerning what in fact is going on. I don't know if you've seen some of these. These are some of the lasers that are seen during this time that these fires were started. I already showed you a satellite. Again, many people are noticing lasers, red lights going up, green lights going up, a kind of a scanning of a green light across, like it looks like it's almost scanning from right to left really fast. And then all of a sudden you'll start seeing these things and these electrical wires go up in flames, and then it starts the homes on fire. A lot of this is the same things that we've seen in Lahaina, friends, in Maui. Exactly the same thing. And this is happening right in front of our faces. And again, if a picture is worth 1,000 words, how much more video that goes on and on and on and on? And you know what's interesting about that is the mainstream media will try to denounce it. Oh, they'll try to say it was a reflection from this, or that's not what you've seen. That's what they do. They want you to believe what they say, and if you see something otherwise, folks, that's not what's going to be reported, because they don't want you to have the facts. And that's one of the things that we're adamant about over here concerning what's going on nationwide in waking up the people. It's the facts that's going to do that. It's the truth that's going to do that. It's not the compromise or a little bit of the truth mixed in and poisoned with the lie. No, that's not what we're doing, and it's not what we're going to do over here. And there's just so much of this stuff coming out right now. It's just sick. I seen another video too, by the way, of none other than Gavin Newsom. Man, he was, the houses were still burning down. Yesterday I showed you one where he's standing in front of a house that's burning down with a half smirk on his face. The one that I seen today, friends, which is brand new, he is just all adamant about getting together with those land developers to see what they can't create, making the city anew. Do you understand what's going on? Hey, folks, there was a... there was a Roman who, and I have the it just came up in memory here, but I remember writing about it in one of my articles where an individual, what he would do, it was during the Roman era, and what he would do is he'd go over to people's properties that he wanted, and he would offer to buy them, and if they wouldn't sell him the property, he would have it burnt down so he could buy the property, the land. And again, this is nothing new under the sun. This isn't speculation. Talk to the peoples whose homes are completely burnt down now, friends. That's all you have to do. Ask them for yourselves. They'll tell you. But again, the mainstream media is not going to put the microphone up to one of those homes or a person's whose home has been burnt down. Yesterday, we got Mel Gibson giving us a bunch of innuendos, but you could read through the lines as to what Mel was saying. You know, it's insanity, he said, to think that it would be our government doing this, but he kept reverting back to it over and over and over again. Hey, folks, that's all you have to do is ask yourself what a country looks like when a people allow politicians to act in such a fashion as they act today. What would you expect otherwise than what they're doing right now? Because they're doing it. What do you expect to come from a bunch of people that think they're above the law? They're never held accountable by the masses that they're supposed to serve. They just keep committing crime after crime, and the people keep letting them do it over and over and over again. And here's the other thing, too, is when this is being exposed the way that it's being exposed, I'm going to show you another video here. It's interesting how the people, instead of demanding justice upon the responsible parties, they just care about getting money from the person that's being accused of the crime. I mean, it's like a system of indulgence has infected the American people where they no longer care about justice. Now, how about dealing with the people that are responsible for the crime and then being compensated for the crimes that they committed? In that order, not the other way around. I want to show you another something here because we're talking about the fires. I started the show today talking about these 56 million people that have been murdered by their own governments. It's a democide. And we can see this crisis after crisis after crisis. Americans and the world just experienced this over the last 4 years under this pandemic. And now we're seeing this fire, right? Now we're seeing these fires. I want to show you another video concerning these smart meters, because it's coming out more and more and more that these smart meters are in many ways responsible for the fires in Palisades. Okay, let's go ahead and check this one out while we got time.
Hit on why you should opt out of a smart meter. And here's an example right here. You know these Palisade fires going on in California? Check this. Then let's take a listen at the PG&E meter reader and what he says about smart meters.
They do catch on fire, but they are remotely turned back on.
Interesting. Then I decided to do a little digging on who has the most smart meters in the country. California, 13 million units.
I wanted to tell you, too, before these fires, they said that they were noticing oddities up in the skies concerning chemtrails. It's the same thing that they said in Lahaina, the same thing that they said in Maui. So they had to dry the territory up so the trees would burn, right? Well, what we're seeing is the houses are they're completely destroyed, decimated, completely destroyed. But the trees are all green. Everything's good with the trees, but the houses are completely gone. Very awkward. Video I showed you yesterday showed the smart meters on the side of the house on a mass level. And in this video, you could see the houses where they were starting on fire, and it was from the smart meters, okay? 13 million of them in California alone.
On 14 million houses. So if smart meters catch fire, this would lead to wildfires all the time. So then it turned out to be true. Check this out. Crisis averted. Ontario smart meter explodes next to gas line. Think about that. Smart meter was burned on the house. And this is where it gets crazy. Smart meter catches fire, utility company denies homeowner's damage claim. Isn't that interesting with the insurance being removed a couple months prior? Look at this one. Smart meter's linked to 13 fires in Ontario. Fire marshal says, Seems like a lot of people know about these fires caused by these meters. And here's another one where it talks about they can't handle severe weather. Interesting in PG&E. And it's interesting because YouTube has wiped a lot of this off the internet, but here's a smart meter starting on fire, and then the whole house goes up in flames. Interestingly enough, some of the houses in Los Angeles didn't catch fire that didn't have a smart meter, but the ones with the smart meter ended up looking like this.
Hey, folks, just hang on a second. I'm going to go ahead and play this again for you because we missed some important information. But what this guy is doing is giving us a download concerning the smart meters. Also, how the insurance companies pulled out of California before this took place. Again, folks, we can sit back and act like we don't know what's going on. You know exactly what's going on. You should see how giddy Mr. Gavin Newsom is, man. It's crazy telling what's going on here. How they're going to rebuild. They're talking about the Olympics. They're already meeting with landowners and what's going to take months. We're going to do it in days, he said. Insanity. Insane. Let's watch the whole of this again. It's about 3 minutes long. I want you to take this and I want you to share this with your friends. Please share it with your friends. I told you yesterday that I am now in conversation with the county because I don't care how he tries to play this off. There is no denying that this is, in many cases, starting these fires. This is what, in fact, is being used to burn these homes down. And this has been common knowledge for a decade. And why is it that nobody's talking about it? Well, this guy is. Watch the duration of the video. It's about 3 minutes long, and then we'll end the show.
Right here. You know these Palisade fires going on in California? Check this. Then let's take a listen at the PG&E meter reader and what he says about smart meters.
If they do catch on fire, then they are remotely turned back on.
Interesting. Then I decided to do a little digging on who has the most smart meters in the country. California, 13.
Okay, yeah, so it was 13 million since 2019. Now it's up to 14 million. I can't see the number. It's odd, but it's up into the 14 millions now.
14 million units on 14 million houses. So if smart meters catch fire, this would lead to wildfires all the time. So then it turned out to be true. Check this out. Crisis averted. Ontario smart meter explodes next to gas line. Think about that. Smart meter was burned on the house. And this is where it gets crazy. Smart meter catches fire. Utility company denies homeowners damage.
Okay, this is just like during the crisis, friends. This is like the reason you're not hearing any of this is because it's being omitted or suppressed. Well, that's why they're expunging these videos, and he'll talk about that in just a moment. But it was the same thing they did during the crisis, friends. They censored and they suppressed the doctors that were warning people about the poisonous bioweapons that the government was actually promoting. It's the same thing going on here in California. Let's watch the rest of this.
Claim. Isn't that interesting with the insurance being removed a couple months prior? Look at this one. Smart meters linked to 13 fires in Ontario. Fire marshal says... Seems like a lot of people know about these fires caused by these meters. And here's another one where it talks about they can't handle severe weather. Interesting. And PG&E. And it's interesting because YouTube has wiped a lot of this off the internet, but here's a smart meter starting on fire, and then the whole house goes up in flames. Interestingly enough, some of the houses in Los Angeles didn't catch fire that didn't have a smart meter, but the ones with the smart meter ended up looking like this. So today we're...
Okay, so folks, you see where this is coming from. And what they'll do is they'll just sit there and act like you have no idea what you're talking about. And then what they'll do is just like he said, once the information gets out there as to what the cause of the fires was in many cases, because as I said, they have videos of these lasers. They have videos of these energy weapons they're using. Same thing happened in Maui. It's going to happen again. Now they're putting these smart meters all over the country, friends, and look what they're responsible for. Also, take note that the chemtrails are heavy in California before these fires occurred. Okay, so this isn't happening by chance. Not only that, but remember the reserves, the reservoirs, the water reservoirs were completely emptied. Okay, pretty easy conclusion, right? I guess not for some people. But I'll tell you what you need to do, folks. You need to get on the phone, you need to call the county, and you need to hold them accountable, and you need to get a notary republic. You need to sign. You need to get all your information concerning the smart meter. If they have one on the side of your house, you need to send it into the company and tell them, if anything happens to my house, you are held responsible, and get it to an attorney, if you have an attorney friend. And I'm talking about a real lawyer, right? Someone that upholds the law against those that commit the crime. So if something does occur, then at least you can say, wait, I already told you this is what was going on. You laughed it off. You didn't want to take it serious. And regardless of how they want to respond to you, like they just want to, you know, pass it off like it's no big deal or it's a conspiracy theory. Hey, folks, show them these videos. And that's the importance of it. And go online. It's really easy to find. There's a lot of lawsuits against these companies already. So I can assume that if people put enough pressure down, that what they're going to do is they're going to reel back. They might acknowledge some fault and pay off a couple people and then just give scraps to the rest, because the people in America, they don't care about justice and judgment justice or judgment concerning those that are responsible for the crime. They just care about the money. Don't be one of those people. Bring justice and judgment upon the heads of those that are responsible for what they already know is at play here, friends. Don't play the fool. Don't play the fool. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll talk to you in 23. First.